Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel.
I'm here on Tumamoc Hill with Eric Druve of the Ironwood Tree Experience, which is a wonderful youth program that gets kids outside. And Eric is also an amazing naturalist. We're looking at this four-armed saguaro in front of us.
Quite an interesting beast we've got in front of us. It's really an interesting rocky landscape and really perfect habitat for saguaro.
One time you said to me, Eric, that you felt like the saguaro was kind of the hub of all species in the Sonoran.
And that's often referred to as a keystone species. It provides a critical bridge of nutrients in these months where there's very little available as far as food sources.
Mm-hmm.
It also provides interesting structure to the Sonoran Desert. I mean, not only is it just absolutely beautiful to look at, but as you can see right here, these holes in the saguaro, at least these right here, are made by a very interesting bird.
Gila woodpecker.
That's it, yeah, Gila woodpecker. And the Gila usually will go in and dig down till it hits the ribs, and then go downward so they don't go through the ribs. They're contractors. They go ahead and they excavate the hole, and then they'll raise their young in that after the inside dries out. The important thing is now you've got real estate that's available. And what a view, right? I mean,
yeah.
You got this beautiful view of the city right where we are. My goodness, I'd pay top dollar
right.
if I was... could live in that, right? And a lot of other creatures do. If you think about a lot of whole cavity nesting animals, they'll take advantage of this. One, of course, is the elf owl. Kestrels, another cavity nester, will take advantage of this. Bats will roost in this. I've seen our state bird, which is cactus wren, also utilizing one of these holes, sticking their heads out of it. And also what's cool is that these things are so massive. Right? They have this thermal mass. So during the day, the outer surface heats up, but because there's so much mass to this thing, the inside doesn't heat up greatly. The animals that live on the inside, they're living as though they would be living in a hole in the ground. So there's that it's cool, well insulated, and then you've got that inertia during the day of that heat that's radiating back inside to the saguaro very slowly. And so at night when the temperatures drop, it doesn't get too cold within the saguaro.
So what happens then when the saguaro, ends and dies?
Oh my goodness. When it crashes to the ground, it's like get those big watermelons and you crack that watermelon, you hear that crack and it opens and you got all of this wonderful pulp inside. Same thing happens with saguaros. They'll fall, if they do fall, crash, crack open, revealing this aqueous system on the inside.
Wow.
And you'll get critters, insects that are flying around that you would see in aquatic systems that are visiting these saguaros and living out their life history within the saguaro. And they're specialized insects and bacteria for decomposition.
Wow.
Oh, one more thing is that, when they die too, there are a lot of these nutrients, thanks to the organisms that are breaking it down, a lot of this, including the carbon, re-enters the area right around it. So it creates a zone of nutrients. If you look at any of these saguaros, including these babies, they're growing underneath something. And it's really interesting to think about how when a saguaro dies, it might provide the nutrients for a future nurse plant
for another saguaro.
So in life and death, this thing continues to give back.